Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Dr. K. It's Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. Today on the podcast, let's do a 5-Minute Friday and learn all about acne scars. So I have so many wonderful clients who have acne scarring, and one of the biggest questions that I get is, Doctor, what can I do with these acne scars? So people have been plagued by acne scars because either in adolescence or in their middle years, they had bad episodes of cystic scarring acne, and they're left with a variety of different scars on their faces. Sometimes acne scars can present with pigmentation and brown spots. Sometimes you can have red areas of inflammation, and sometimes you can have pitting, scarring, or crater scars. So there are many different methods to treat scars these days, and the best and most important news is acne scars are treatable. So don't give up hope and definitely do work on it. Patients who just sort of live with the scars and constantly put makeup on or try to cover definitely get problems with self-esteem because it is a vulnerable topic. You've worried all your life about having breakouts, then you have the scars, then you try to hide them. So let's do something proactive and fix those scars. So I have about 10 different tips for you. What are my 10 tips for fixing acne scars? First off, if you're still breaking out, you need to get on a good wash and a good regimen to control active breakouts. My acne kit, of course, is one of the best ones. It's got 4 steps, but overall, you need to have a wash that has antibacterial properties, ingredients that actually will kill and reduce bacterial count, and sebum and oils. So salicylic acid, glycolic acid, and benzoyl peroxide, those are the main 3 ingredients that you want to look for in your washes. Whether you're going to Target and picking up something from Neutrogena, or you're buying prescription grade, really great skincare from me, those are the things you're going to find in there in the proportions that really improve your skin. Definitely get a spot treatment as well. And the spot treatment will be something that you apply just on the hot spots. Sometimes a big hot spot will pop up and you don't want a pustule to develop when there's a lot of inflammation and pus in the skin. That's when you get a deep crater-like irritation that can leave patches of pigment and also scarring. And lastly, use something to control the breakouts. So a Retin-A type of a product is super duper important. If you're not using Retin-A and you have acne, you are missing the boat. And now there are products available over the counter like Differin, which is sold without prescription, which is super amazing, and my Diamond Line Refine, which is even better because it has great ingredients to prevent irritation, and it does the job of maturing the oil glands so that they are no longer plugging up underground, creating those wells of bacteria and acne. So start on a regimen that stops your constant breakouts. Next, number 2 on the list of the top 10 things that improve your acne scars, lasers. Lasers are wonderful. If you're no longer having active breakouts, we have several different modalities of lasers to improve acne scars. There are pulsed dye lasers which control redness. Very often, acne is gone, but the red, blotchy inflammation of the face persists. So we can do flash lamp pulsed dye lasers to decrease redness and scarring, even by 50 or 60% with just 1 or 2 treatments. It improves your collagen, it reduces redness and blood flow to the surface of the skin, and that really calms down the appearance of the face because you may not be actively breaking out, but you might show the sequelae of all these blood vessels that have come from long-term infections. Next, we use lasers that stimulate fibroblasts to replace collagen and elastin. And these will be, there are 2 types of lasers that do this. Ablative, the lasers that blast the surface of the skin and create brand new skin coming up from fresh. And those are the ablative lasers. Those are my favorite. And that would be anything from Fraxel to CO2 laser. The only difficulty with these lasers is there is some downtime. With Fraxel, about 5 days of downtime, but we are removing the top 2 or 3 layers of damaged and irritated skin and scarred skin, and we're creating a new landscape for fresh baby skin to come in. The CO2 laser is actually the best at this, and it can treat craters, ice picks, ice pick scarring, and deeper scars. And that's going to take 7 to 10 days of downtime. And that is downtime where you have redness and you have to wear a layer of ointment all over your face. And it's not that easy, but the results are so life-changing and amazing. So it really is worth it to come in, learn about this process, and maybe invest a week of your life to have a lifetime of better skin. So those are the ablative lasers. The non-ablative lasers would be lasers that deliver energy to the skin without affecting the top epidermis. So we can have high-frequency lasers that do that. We have intense pulse light lasers. We also have collagen remodeling from NDEAG lasers. So you might have heard of some of those, like the Venus laser. You might have heard of things like IPL lasers. These are treatments that improve your skin super gradually without a lot of downtime. They keep the skin intact. But remember, they're more superficial. They take multiple sessions. They're not super dramatic results. So good for mild to moderate scarring. And then we also have lasers that deliver short frequencies of energy bursts. So those are called picosecond lasers. And we have options like PicoSure. And this treats pigmentation as well as rolling acne scars. And the difference with this is kind of an intermediate laser where you don't have horrible downtime of a week or two. You don't have very light treatment. You have sort of right in the middle. My favorite option, I think, for patients to start with if you haven't had any treatment for your acne scars is the next one on our list, and that is chemical peels. Chemical peels that are medium depth get really great results, like 50 to 75% clearance of your acne scars. But they do require 2 days of downtime. The first 2 days, lighter, brighter, tighter. The third and fourth day, you definitely have some exfoliation and squamous flaking. And that's okay because you can schedule that over a weekend. So you'll do your peel on a Wednesday and all of that flakiness will come off Saturday, Sunday. Perfect. That's something called the V peel or a trichloroacetic acid peel or a Jesner's peel. So if you've heard of those peels, those are excellent for kind of medium depth peeling and they improve your skin tremendously. You'll do several of these, so maybe 3 of them, 1 every 2 months, you'll have really great results. I also want to talk about microdermabrasion and microneedling. So two of the other treatments that I love for improving collagen and improving the texture of the skin after acne scarring. Microneedling is the process of using small multiple pronged microneedle rollers or stampers that create little injuries in the surface of the skin. These are repaired beautifully by your underlying skin. We infiltrate stem cell growth factors. We sometimes use platelet-rich plasma over microneedling. And in doing so, your skin is learning that it needs to grow new collagen, and that really fills in the areas of scar. Dermabrasion is also a great treatment, and that's something your esthetician can do, and that is really like a very vigorous kind of a superficial sandpapering of the skin, but repeated treatments may help with texture. And lastly, let's not forget about injectable fillers. So if you have deep pitted acne scars and you want to improve the appearance, you definitely can use fillers to fill the areas of contour deficiency. Fillers last several months to a year. Some of our fillers last 2 years, and some fillers like Belafil can last even longer with some permanent improvements. So semi-permanent fillers usually last a year. I'll use products like Restylane, Bellatero, Juvederm. These are products that can help to improve your texture and contour, and it's super excellent for looking good right away. Looks good in about a week, and it lasts for a long time. In the future, more treatments will be available for patients. And right now, one of my favorite things is looking at stem cell growth factors to be injected as well as put on topically. And I know that you guys are going to take great care of your skin if you follow these tips. Don't forget to use skincare all the time. Vitamin C in the mornings is good for all skin types. It's especially good for acneic skin. You also want to use your Retin-A products at night. Again, good for all skin types, but really good for acneic skin. And get on a good acne kit. If you don't have a good acne kit or a good acne scarring regimen, you can check out my products at beautybydrk.com. And other than that, there are great products available at all levels, from Target to Sephora to Nordstrom's. Of course, prescription strength is my favorite, so always shop first with your doctor's office, because Definitely, there's nothing better than those ingredients out there. I want you guys to come in and visit me. I'm here in Pasadena, Los Angeles. Come and see me for your acne scars. I'm going to help you look good and feel so confident. And don't forget to watch me on Instagram doing beautiful things with people's faces at Beauty by Dr. K, Drkay. And that's it for now. You guys stay beautiful.